Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. Lanicia Baldwin is a super successful business analyst. She's worked for all sorts of global organizations, providing leadership in IT and related functions, and she has a fascinating story. Welcome back, Lanicia, and thank you for returning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
So when I said you have a fascinating story, I wasn't talking about your career. I mean, you have a great career, but I was talking about the story you started sharing in our first conversation. You sold your house, packed up your car, and spent seven months on a cross-country exploration. Refresh my memory. Where did you go?
I went to Nashville, Tennessee, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Page, Arizona, Sedona, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona. I feel like I'm missing a city somewhere in there, but those are I went to Gallup, New Mexico, but I only stayed there for a night. That was interesting as well. So yeah, those are the cities I went to.
Okay. Oh, you didn't mention Gallup the last time. Okay, Gallup, New Mexico. I have to find a map to find out where that is. Tell me, where'd the courage come from?
I don't know if I can answer that. It's deep rooted, deep seated inside of me. I will say I grew up watching people not chase their dreams. And I saw what not chasing your dreams and not living a life that you wanted to live looked like. And I didn't like it.
What did it look like to you?
It looked like settling. It looked like being in a job you weren't happy with, being in a marriage that wasn't thriving, that you weren't supported in. It looked like the same thing every day. And I'm not downing anyone who chooses that life, right? Because everyone has the right to choose how they want their life to look like, what makes them, you know, tick, what makes them happy. But for me, that did not make me happy. And I didn't want my life to look like that, but I didn't know what it should be. But I know that was not it.
You knew what it shouldn't be.
Correct. Correct.
So when you were planning this journey, did you have any doubt? Reservations?
Nope. None.
None.
None. Okay. I had no doubts that I wanted to do it. And I knew just based on lived experience that the how would come. I knew that I was driving there. That was good enough. I would figure out everything else would come into it. It would come into place. I won't say work itself out because I had to do some planning, but I didn't have any doubts about it at all.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like fearlessness. I admire fearlessness. So you're out there on the road, sometimes driving for 10 hours, literally sometimes in the middle of nowhere. What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about what would this experience be like? Where do I want to go while I'm there? I was thinking how grateful I am to have the opportunity to do this. You know, I shared with a lot of my friends that I was doing this, and they're like, oh my God, you know, the first thing out of their mouth, oh my God, like, I can't believe it. Yes. Just really thinking about how I'm feeling in this moment, just enjoying the moment. I tried to stay present as much as possible and just really enjoy the moment and what I saw and the different sights on the countryside. So a little bit of all of that.
Okay. You just brought up something that I'm curious about. You said when you told many of your friends, they were kind of like, huh? And what were the responses from other friends?
So there were the ones who the initial response is always, what? You want to do what? But then it would always be with you, I'm not surprised because I'm always doing something out of the ordinary. So I got that and I got a lot of, I'm really happy for you. And it's, I can't do that, but I'm so happy for you that you're doing that, right? And so what is also interesting, is, I have quite a few male friends, and not all of them, but more than one of them, I'm telling them I'm about to have this beautiful journey and, I have a partner. And so they're like, well, what did your partner say about it? About my journey? Okay, got it. He says, go for it. So
Go
it
ahead.
was very interesting, just the different range of people asking me questions because legitimately I'm traveling solo across country asking me about security concerns and how am I doing this? And so, very much we had a security protocol in place, location sharing. Everybody knew when I knew where I was going, my partner and my daughter knew where I was going. So it was a lot of things, precautions that I took, to make sure that I'm safe and that people knew how to find me. But yeah, I think people were more afraid for me than I was.
So your partner, he was an
Yes.
encourager.
He was absolutely an encourager. First thing he said, that sounds amazing. And then the second thing he said, we need to work out a security protocol. So, and so, and he knows I'm very determined. And once I say I'm doing something, argue with yourself because I'm going to do it.
Argue with yourself because there's no point arguing with me. I love
Exactly.
that.
But he was extremely supportive and that felt really good. And it also, it was reassuring. I was going to do it anyway, but it makes it even better to know that you have the support of, that I had the support of my partner along this journey because he was along the journey in a lot of ways with me as well.
Well, yeah, with your security protocols and talking every day, and I'm sure that you
Yes.
were taking videos and sending them to him.
Yes, absolutely.
So, what'd you learn about yourself?
Oh, goodness. Really random things. Now, before I left Atlanta, when I sold my house, I still had business to take care of. So I got an Airbnb there and I lived somewhat inside of the city. And I realized that I've never had a one-bedroom apartment. Just simple things. I've never lived in a place where everything I needed was in walking distance, where it was a simpler life where I can have a car, but my car is parked unless I really need to go and do something, and just that I enjoy those simple luxuries. Other people may have been able to have them, but I had a daughter young, so it was always two bedroom apartments and townhouses. And then when I bought my house, it was a four bedroom house, but living a really simplistic life, I don't it was just very strange to me that I've never done that.
That's interesting. That is very interesting.
That was one of the things I learned. I learned that I really like being in nature, and I kind of knew it, but I really gravitated mostly to the natural experiences where I'm outside. I did a lot of hiking. I did tours of like the canyons and all of the things. I did a lot of native things, and I love exploring other cultures and learning about their experiences. Trying to think, is there something else I really learned? I enjoy my own company, but I think I knew that already, but it really just showed a different avenue of that I really enjoy my own company because I'm going to all these places doing all these things with me. I'm on the road by myself. What am I going to do with?
I heard someone say you're not by yourself, you're with yourself.
I like
And
that.
I do too, and it makes me think of you.
Okay.
So, yeah, it makes me think of you that you're comfortable being with yourself. Very, very comfortable. What'd you learn about this country?
It is so different depending on where you go. I've never lived out in the Midwest before, in the west part of the country, and it's just you can drive one state over and it's a totally different world,
Can you
right?
give us an example? Can you give me an example?
Sure. This, I don't even know how to explain. Albuquerque, I loved Albuquerque, but somehow it felt all of every breath I took felt so fresh. It felt, oh, for okay, for example, they have the ordinance that talks about you can't have the really tall buildings there. So when you're in Albuquerque, you look out and you see mountains, right? And I'm like, I wonder if the people here take this for granted that that their skyline is mountains. For me, it was so new and so refreshing, like we've never had that, right? It was flatlands mostly, right? But you have the buildings and everything is about the buildings and the overpopulation, but Albuquerque did not feel super populated and it felt rich. That's something that I saw differently. Just and people look different, they move different, they talk different, they'll think differently. And just actually seeing that because I'm a people watcher. So a lot of times I'll go places and I'm observing people. You know, while I'm if I'm having dinner, you know, I'll eat my dinner, but I'm also observing people and how they interact and move. And it really felt different.
Different, yeah. I can definitely second that about Albuquerque. You know, that's one of my three favorite cities in the US.
Yes.
Just love it. And it does have a different feel. The air is different and it's a totally different vibe. Totally, totally different. So, were there sites that are extra special memories for you?
Don't know if there's an extra special one. I did enjoy the canyons. Oh, I will say this. Okay, in Sedona, the airport, they have what they call the airport mesa out there. And so people would go out there and you could hike out there and they had these little rocks you can climb. And I remember just going out there some days, climb to the top of the rocks and just sit there and let the sun on my skin and just enjoy that moment of peace right there. Being one with nature, having all the elements around me. I'm sitting on the earth. The wind is blowing on my skin. I can feel it. The sun, the fire is like on my skin, like just really tuning in to all of my senses. And to me, that was absolutely beautiful. There was nothing majorly spectacular or over the top about it, but the simplicity of it was really beautiful for me.
So you definitely are a person who has to be in tune with the natural elements.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
So, thinking about memories of this experience, this wonderful experience, I know you took videos and pictures. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
So I am working on doing a travel vlog for my social medias to share the experiences because I can tell you about it, but something about seeing the pictures, even when I go back and look at the pictures now, I get excited all over again. And so I want to be able to convey that to people. If I tell you my story, I can also send you this link. Here are the places I went, here are the things I saw, what I experienced. So yes, a travel blog is coming.
So, do you think you would ever be like a tour person, tour guide, leading your own tours throughout the country?
I have never thought about that. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes I'm very mad. I find new things, let's just go, right? And so I think tour guide is very regimented. People want to know what they're doing and all of those things. And I also want the flexibility to be able to say, yes, we're doing these things, but we're also doing this, right? So I don't know that I've never thought about that. I'll have to give it some thought.
You could be called the Let's go, girls. Flexibility, freedom, whatever. I mean, it just seems like there are probably lots more people who have that spirit. And if they just had kind of a loose arm around them to explore, I think that would be really neat. I'd be a let's go girl.
Now
I would.
I want to say yes. I want to hear you say yes when I say I have a trip for us to go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, girls. Yeah, I can see that. I could definitely do that.
And can
Go
I just
ahead.
share this thought? I
Of
found
course.
that because I consider myself to be an introverted person, but I found that on this journey, I made sure that I was open. And so I met people and I shared things about myself that I normally just don't share. You know, hey, I'm on this trip, I'm doing this thing. And I found that people were like, oh, you're going to this city? Add this to your list. You have to do this, you have to do that. And I think that was something that I was surprised and excited by learning about myself, just really being open to the surrounding. And the more open I was in the environment, the more I got, if that makes sense. You
It
know, I
does.
shared
It
with people
does.
and people shared with me.
But you put out what you wanted to bring back. Yeah. I am a big believer that what you put into the world is what you're going to get back. And if you can put out positive, curious, learning, all those kinds of things, you're going to get that back for sure. So here's a big question. Will you do this again? Like, will you absolutely do this again?
Yes, and
Yes, and okay, what's the and?
it will look different.
Okay.
What I will say is I spent over 90 hours in my car driving.
Oh, just shoot me. Go ahead. Just shoot
Totally.
me.
And that is taxing. So you have to imagine that after driving for 10 hours to get to some place, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. So I spent at least a day recovering from the drive. And so do I want to do it again? Absolutely. But I think it'll look different. It'll look like me picking the next city I want to go to, flying to that city and exploring in that manner. Staying somewhere where I'm in the middle of things, getting a car if I need to, taking a ride share if I need to, so that I can really enjoy the trip versus spending part of the time recovering from it, if that
Okay.
makes sense.
Yeah. So you would like, oh, let's pick San Diego. You would fly to San Diego, decide you're going to spend, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month there, find your spot and just be a San Diego person for a month and not have the stress of having driven from Maryland to San Diego.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, as I was doing the trip, I'm asking myself this question as well. And I do want to do it. And I want to once a year pick a city in the States that I have not been to and go there and stay 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks to just really experience this. Because if you think about it, when you go somewhere for a couple of days, you're right, okay, you're trying to fit so much in those couple of days and you don't really get the experience. So I want to be able to do that, just taking a little care. Like if it's more than 5 hours away, I'm gonna fly. And I might make that drive smaller, you know, maybe 3 hours, but I say 5 at this point because I know I can do 5 with no problem. But just flying there and still having the experience.
Okay, so like flying to San Diego and driving up the Pacific Coast Highway or
Yes.
something
Oh, I'm
like
so
that.
excited about that. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. That excites me doing that. And
Actually, that
so
excites me too, and I'm not a big long drive person, but it's something I'd like to do.
yes. So originally I was planning to do San Diego this year, but right now I have, I think, 3 international trips already on the books and then some domestic travel on the books. So it's going to be a little too much to try to do San Diego this year, but definitely for 2026, going to San Diego to stay for about a month for sure.
That just sounds like a little slice of heaven. And I've got some restaurants I love in San Diego that I'll tell you about.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here for it.
So, what do you tell people who have a dream that is buried, that they've just put off, that they've lost touch with? What do you tell people?
I tell people no regrets. Live your life in a way that when it's time for you to go, leave this earth, depart this life, that you don't regret the things you didn't do. You don't regret the things you did. And also just have an open mind, because I told you that my things just look differently, right? Have an open mind. My grandmother, I love her. She's a country woman. She would always say, "Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat," right? And so it sticks with me. Tell Peter we don't really skin cats around here, but the idea is that there's more than one way to do a thing, and that don't stand in your own way from your dream. You know, if you have the dream, it's in you for a reason. And let's see what that could look like. I think a lot of times people get, you know, "I have this dream and it has to look like this," says you. You're limiting yourself by saying it has to look like this. You can have this exact same dream and it could be so much better, or be delivered in a way that you never would have thought of. So don't sleep on yourself. Yeah, for real.
So explore, challenge yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's one thing I never want to do, is saying that, "Man, I wish I would have went on that hot air balloon when I was in New Mexico." No, I did it. There was nothing stopping me there.
You did it. And you're right. You know, I often say this, I may never have another opportunity to be here again. So I
Absolutely.
better do whatever it is I want to do while I'm here and
Absolutely.
see what I want to see, because we don't know.
Right.
We do not know. Do not know. Do not know. You
And
are
I was
it.
having a conversation, one last thing. I was having a conversation with someone, and, you know, she was talking and she said, "I never knew I could do things until I saw you do things," right? So we're limited sometimes by our experiences. That's why the advice is always be around people who want to do who no, be around people who are doing what you want to do. We have social media now. Follow the people who are doing what you want to do, right? And then get the information and then just do it. At some point, you know, you have all this information. You're not you the only way you're going to know is just do it. And then you learn more and you do it again and you learn more and you do some more. Life is a learning process.
Like you're the way that this is iterative. You did this journey in the car, the 10-hour stints. You did that once, and now you
Yes.
know that next time, no, I'm gonna fly here, live here for a month, and rent a
Yes.
car and do shorter treks. So it
Yes.
is iterative, and we do learn as we go, or we
Absolutely.
should. We definitely should. You really are an inspiration to me. Truly, 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 in more ways than you could ever imagine.
Thank
I'm
you.
so grateful that you made the time to come back and to go deeper on your experience. So I just want you to know that there's a big old grateful heart right here reaching out to you, saying thank you, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I just really appreciate it, and well, I'm gonna share the vlogs when I put them up so that you can kind of experience it with me again. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, I would love it if you would share the blogs, because I would also like to let my listeners know where the blogs are and how they can find them, because we can all live vicariously through you. And I bet you there's a bunch of women or men too who want to join the Let's Go Girls, flexible, fantastic, mind-blowing travel. I can see it. Like that, I can see. Yes,
Oh, you
yes,
planted a
yes.
seed. You planted a seed for sure.
Good. I'm going to water it too. Thank you
Yes.
again. Thank you. No, I wish you every blessing. Every
Oh,
blessing.
thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.